Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, October 18th, 2019. Let's see what we have going on here. Oh, a new feature on the show. New feature alert. Mimi, my mother-in-law, is going to do movie reviews for us. She actually saw three movies. She walked out of one. She couldn't remember the other. And she actually liked one. So, you know, that's a great review, right? When you walk out of the theater. What else do we have on the show? The weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Kennedy moved out of Eastie and moved into Quincy. We get an update on what everybody's going to be doing this weekend. And I think that's it. Is that it?
Works for me, dude. It's Friday. I don't care.
All right, go home. We're going to try it. Kennedy loved my mother-in-law's review of The Hugh Jackman Show.
And I can't believe that I was the only one because, wow. She really brought it to life.
She did. She did.
And
she has a lot to say.
And doesn't care. Here's what she says.
Here, nope. Yeah, that too. You have to know that my mother-in-law moved to Boston. She's been up here, what, about 4 years
it's
now?
Been a minute.
Yeah, born and raised in Dothan, Alabama,
it's
the
really
peanut capital of the
accent.
World. She's from the peanut capital of the world, Kennedy.
Yeah, I know. You'd never know it by listening to her.
Right.
Sounds like she's from Southie now.
Totally.
She loves to go to the movies, and this week she actually saw three, and we now have Mimi's Movie Review.
And now it's time for Mimi's Movie Review. Honest talk with a sassy Southern attitude.
Thought it was a good thing.
It might not be the movie you want to see, but it's the review you need to hear.
I got chill bumps.
And now, Mimi's Movie Review.
Oh, God, yes.
I didn't know I needed that, but I did.
You did. You needed it, didn't you?
Hi, Mimi.
Hi, Carson.
What did you go see?
I went to see Gemini Man.
Oh, I thought you were going to see Joker.
I did go, but I left.
Why?
It was not for me.
Okay, all right. And what about Gemini Man? So that's Will Smith?
Yes. He's like, works for the government. He's basically the best assassin there is. And he's at the point in his life where it's like the ghosts are coming out, you know, and he discovers that they have betrayed him with some of his missions. Long story short.
Dory, you tell
me. What are you doing? You can't. My wife is back there. Like, she's dancing around behind you, and now she's commenting. Did you see the movie, Lana?
No, but I just said ain't no story that she tells short.
Well, coming in hot.
What is she doing? Why is my wife interrupting?
She's jealous that Mimi is the star of the family now.
You're right.
I think that's what's happening, Dan. I think producer
Mimi
Dan
is
just
the star of your family now. Look, Barrett and Lana are getting jealous.
They are two incredibly funny women, mm-hmm. but each has their own thing that they're good at.
Mm-hmm.
And Mimi is good at describing the movies, and Lana's good at giving you crap.
No, but I just said ain't no story that she tells short.
No.
Anyway, Mimi, continue on. My apologies.
Okay, well, I don't want to give away the whole movie, but they're out to kill him now. Okay.
Do you hear my wife in the background?
Snickering.
She really is.
Snickering in the background.
I don't want to give away the whole movie, but they're
Please.
Out to kill him now.
She should be on Real Housewives of Charlestown.
Oh, yes, my gosh.
Movie, but they're out to kill him now, okay? But what he finds out is Evil Doctor has cloned him. And I'll just say, it was an Ang Lee movie.
Ang Lee, did he do Life of Pi, right?
I think so. And the effects were beautiful. I will say, the only thing that kind of creeped me out was the clone they did of him. I never could figure out if it was him or if it was just like special effects on somebody else, but it was a little creepy. It was good. I liked it. I loved the girl that was in it, FBI agent, and she was bad butt.
Bad butt.
She censors herself for no reason. I love it so much.
She was bad butt.
Is that how you say badass in Dothan?
Weak.
What else did you see this week?
What did I've forgotten. I see so many movies, I forget.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Oh.
My wife in the background again.
I think we need to change the name of the bit. Mimi's Movie Review with commentary by Lana.
And sometimes Lana in the
featuring
back.
Lana Taylor. And
featuring Lana, that's it.
It's the peanut capital and she's the peanut gallery.
I have to rewrite it.
Oh. The Addams Family. I took Barrett and a friend of ours.
Barrett, come here.
This is Mimi's movie report.
Thank you, Barrett.
See,
wow.
He knew.
He knows his role.
Well, then why'd you ask him?
Well, I just thought maybe he had some commentary real quick about the Addams Family.
See, that's a humble young man. He knows.
Barrett stay in his lane.
He was like, no, this is Mimi's thing. I'm not getting in the way.
Love it. We stand a humble king.
Oh, the Addams Family. I took Barrett and a friend of ours.
Barrett, come here.
This is Mimi's movie report. You're shifting it to Barry's.
Barry?
Barry? Barry?
Is he 35 now?
What did Barry say? Is that a new segment on the show? What did Barry say? Mimi, did Barrett enjoy the movie?
He loved it. He said he really loved it. And I could tell he was sitting on the edge of his seat the whole time.
Who was your favorite character in the Addams Family? If you don't say Uncle Fester because of your bald dad, I'm about to get angry.
Uncle Fester.
All comes back in cars. Always.
I liked It. Cousin It. Guess who played Cousin It?
I don't know.
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep. What did he say? Tell it was Snoop Dogg. Well, Cousin It doesn't talk. He just... But it definitely sounded like Snoop Dogg.
All right. Well, thank you, Mimi. Thank you, Lana.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Barry.
What did Barry say? A new segment on the show.
Created a monster.
Yep.
About that humble king thing.
Yeah. We're taking that back.
Take that back.
Over.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So Kennedy shared the big news that yesterday it finally happened. She has moved out of East Boston and has moved to Quincy.
Yes.
You were living in a building in Eastie.
Yes.
And now you're in a house.
Yes.
Near the water.
I don't know what's happening.
This is the fifth time you've moved in 10 years.
Yes.
You're doing okay?
No.
Okay.
Not well.
Okay. So what happened yesterday? What went down? I know the weather was really bad.
So I was a little concerned.
And a lot of people lost power.
Because we didn't have power. 200,000 people didn't have power. And the wind by my building in East Boston is significant. You know, it's honestly worse. I can't think of a worse place because it's nothing but water.
Right.
There's no trees. There's no buildings except mine. So they were like, I was concerned. I'm like, do you want to switch it to Friday? And they're like, no, it's fine. You know, we've moved in blizzards. We've moved in whatever. So the problem is you can't even keep the doors open.
Right.
Because this wind is so bad. So they got the stuff out of my house. It took about an hour longer than I thought it might, which is my fault because I think I just had things.
You always think you have things put away. And then
you don't. And like I had things in little bags, which they have to consolidate into other boxes and things like this. But they were awesome. And so we get done there and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go in ahead to the storage unit and I'll meet you there.
Oh, you have a storage unit, too.
In South Boston, which is conveniently located 4 miles from East Boston.
I didn't know that.
Conveniently, 4 miles, Carson.
Oh.
An hour.
Yeah.
Because the weather was awful, and people don't... And I was like, I thought everybody had the day off. There's no school today. What's happening?
Why are we all driving right now?
So I'm sort of... I mean, I went to the gas station. I got gas. I got, like, a quick bite to eat. I closed out my account. I opened up the door, and they still weren't there yet. And I'm like... So then they finally get there. But it's like first come, first serve at this place. You can't reserve.
So your storage unit?
Yeah. You can't reserve like a place to park. And
it's
in South Boston. It's in the city. It's not a lot of room.
Right.
So they're taking this giant truck, trying to back it up. And it's right by where the Old Town trolleys keep their trolleys.
Right.
So it's like beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
You're
like that scene in Austin Powers where you're like trying to reverse and reverse. But he's a great driver. He finally got in there. So literally, and Annie's watching Elvis. Now, Annie has a commitment. And I thought for sure I'd be down there by 3. It is coming up on 3:30 and they're not at the place yet. And I'm getting hives because Annie has to go somewhere.
All right.
So they pull in, they finally get it in there and I go, you guys good? I'm out. I'll see you at the house.
So you didn't even stay there with
them
to?
What did I need to? Everything was already wrapped from the first move. You know what I mean?
It still hadn't been unboxed from
when you moved. No, that's why it's in the storage unit. So they do that. I go to Annie's house. I get Elvis. I come back to the house. They pull up. And then the unloading begins, and I'm like, how do I have all this stuff?
It's unbelievable.
I downsized so much, and I still have so much stuff.
How big of a truck was it?
A big one.
Like 20-footer?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty big, though. Yeah. I mean, I had a lot of furniture that I'd never used. Right. So my gigantic basement is now a very small basement. And they were so kind. You know, they were bringing stuff in, and it got to the point that I was in the truck bringing stuff out. And they're like, what are you doing? Stop. And I'm like, I don't care.
You were moving. Fine. Yo, you can't do that.
I can do whatever I want. It's
oh,
my house.
You get hurt.
I'm old. I'm not going to lie. I didn't break anything big, but I was just boxes because I'm like, I was unpacking and then there's, I just wanted it to be over because I wanted to at
least. Did they freak out when you started trying to help?
Well, they were like, you don't have to do that because I put together my dining room table and they're like, do you have my tool cabinet or my tool chest? Because I need my drill. And they're like, you can't do that. I'm like, I've put this dining room table together 800 times because it was handmade and it's fine.
I would have just left and gone out for drinks. Come back.
Safe.
Just stay out of the way.
No.
Come on, Elvis. Let's go to the park.
I wanted to unpack. And so anyway, so they finish. I pay them an exorbitant amount of money, which is fine. And then I start to look around me and say, what do I need? I'm like, I need to take a shower. I feel so gross.
I know.
So I went, I found the towels, go to take a shower, and the sink is leaking all over my bathroom floor.
And you were renting. You didn't buy this place.
No. And yes.
So you have to call the landlord?
I haven't called him yet. I'm going to send him an email this morning with the laundry list of things. But I did do one thing on my own.
Yes.
Because as I told you, I was kind of worried about sleeping in a place. I didn't sleep very much last night by myself, but I bought these security lights.
Okay.
Because the outside light has flood lighting.
Yeah.
And it's motion detector.
Ooh.
So it'll just turn on whenever Elvis goes out there.
Oh.
And I did it.
Hey.
Let's go.
Look at you.
You don't need no mans.
Looking in this, living in the suburbs.
I know. And I got my cameras. I just have to figure out how to make the internet work before I can do that.
We'll figure that one out.
And this morning, I can't believe I actually have clothes that match because I couldn't find anything. And Elvis made me trip down the stairs twice.
All right.
The stairs are narrow, like at your house, Carson. Like at, you know that any house in but the city, and yeah, he hasn't quite figured that out yet.
Question for you, Kennedy. Everybody wants to know. Everybody's been asking me.
Okay.
And producer Dan was asking this as well.
Yeah.
House party. When's it happening?
Let me unpack. I'm thinking November, early November.
Hey, that's a long way from now.
It's 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Well, just get it unpacked. Let's do it.
I'm hoping to be done this weekend.
You will. You'll be done by Sunday, I believe.
All of the stuff upstairs, the downstairs stuff, we're going to have a yard sale. We're going to have a garage yard sale.
Oh, I like it.
Your neighbors are going to love you.
Yes.
Yeah, I pulled up and I had a couple of peeks from the neighbors. I met one neighbor.
Oh, man or woman?
An older lady. Her name is Anna with her lovely dog, Chloe.
Okay.
And then the next door neighbors, who's the moving truck parked in front of their place because that's where they needed to. Anyway, this little girl is peeking out and I waved at her and she waved back. I'm like, I met two people today winning at life.
New best friends.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, so producer Dan, he puts together the dope rhymes and the fat beats. He recaps everything that happens on the show this week. There was a lot that happened on the show this week, Kennedy. Do you remember it all? Because I can't even remember it.
I remember Monday. Do you?
Let's do it.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston.
That's me.
Spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Burr, 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 burr. What up, Boston?
What up, Dan?
It's your boy, producer Dan, a.k.a. Thugs Bunny.
We know.
A.k.a. Frosty the Dope Man.
Okay.
A.k.a. the most flavorful cracker since Ritz came out. Kennedy.
Vop, vop.
DJ, drop that wrap up. It's the weekly rap, spit facts, keep it extra real. Unlike Carson when he saw Natasha Bedingfield, whoo, the cringe was real. Some real strife, it was like a scene from The Office in real life. Let me start at the beginning, did an interview. It was fun, she was great, don't get it misconstrued. Then this freaking dude wanted to be real clear. We've had your picture on our wall for like 10 years. It's really been here, he said with some pride. She documented the event on her Insta Live. He really tried, took her everywhere. Then her beautiful smile started to disappear. He started sweating like, well, this is an oddity. It's around the next corner, man, it's gotta be. He was repeating himself like a parrot. Ran out of fingers counting all the, I'm embarrassed. They walked three floors, can't be clearer. Only time Natasha saw her face was the mirror. Said there's not a single picture of me in sight. There's a lot of Andy Grammer, guess he seems nice. Finally, he's like, guess we'll stop now. I'm really sorry, miss, it must have got taken down. Far as foot and mouth moment should have been there. Never seen a Nike ever get so far in there. Needed swimwear, he was sweating bullets. Well, Dominique's living life to the fullest. Who's Dominique? Monique, another singer, a celebrity. He's just a dude that came in for redemption week. Just a regular game, that's what we thought now. Then he started talking. Y'all went buck wild, texting in like his voice. Ooh, I'm missing him. We got some thirsty ladies out there listening. You think this dude was pushing Bentleys and McLarens? Simmer down, it's just trivia sharing. But we saw the momentum was going strong, so we scrapped 815, put him back on. We were moving right along, it was a whirlwind, till we found out he did and didn't have a girlfriend. It's complicated, but I'm single, that's a wrap. And he died, said, nuh-uh, it's a trap. But some ladies were still riding to the death. Some of y'all need a water and a deep breath. Dominique's a good dude, no disrespect, boy, but my man's head getting bigger than the Pep Boys. I ain't saying I'm a weatherman or something, but Bomb Cyclone 1, us nothing. That storm had us all hook, line, and sinker. Whole building blacked out like a heavy drinker. Walking down them dark hallways ain't fun. That was like How to Get Murdered 101. Powers out, trees down, nature's enemy. Sounds like a great day to move, Kennedy. Honestly, you took it pretty well, I should say. You like a human stress ball on a good day. I'm about to sound like DJ Khaled's other son. God bless Q-Town, you got another one. Party at Kennedy's, I'm out, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Hey. Pet Boys.
I didn't know if that one was going to work. I'm glad it
Somebody
did.
Somebody get Dan an endorsement stat.
Producer Dan in the weekly wrap-up every Friday at about this time. If you ever miss it, we do put it up in the podcast. You can get that through the iTunes podcasting app and radio.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It is a trait that I got from my grandmother, Kennedy, Annette, who you know as Mom Mom.
Mom
Mom was just as nosy as I am. I need to know what everybody's doing all the time. So, as I like to do on Friday mornings, what are you up to this weekend?
Like, you even need to anymore. That's why God made Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I feel like Carson is one of those people. He's like, so what are you doing?
No,
and he dives in.
He'll look at your Instagram story and then be like, did you do this?
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
No, I just posted it. I'm moving. I'm unpacking boxes.
So you're into the new house.
That happened yesterday. Yeah, I still, the old place still has to get cleaned, and I still have some stuff still there, the refrigerator.
If you missed it, Kennedy moved from East Boston to Quincy.
Yes. So,
out of a big building into a house.
Yeah, so that's pretty much, I think, going to be my whole weekend. Yeah. I'm trying to get my fingernails clean, which is never going to happen.
No, I'm sorry. Wait till you're done moving to get them done.
I know. I really want to go tomorrow morning. I'm like, that's just stupid.
No.
So honestly, that's my weekend. I made a point not to plan anything for this weekend, which took some doing. So yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I got to tell you, we are doing the exact same thing.
You're moving?
No, not doing anything. Len and I had a discussion about this the other day. We have just been so busy between my job and her job
kid
and just everything. And so we are making a conscious effort this weekend to, like, Barrett's not even going to know who we are because we're going to ignore him all weekend.
So just like staycation, sit in, eat food, watch TVs.
Yes, we're watching Mindhunter right now.
It's so good.
But we haven't seen it. I hear it's good, but we're behind. So we're going to watch as many Mindhunters as we can. There's a couple.
So you're gonna stick Barrett upstairs then, because he can watch that. Is he getting babysat or something?
Yeah, he's. I don't know.
You're like, who is that? That
right.
name? It doesn't ring a bell.
I thought I heard somebody on his device up in his bedroom.
So he gets the device this weekend, so you guys can be.
Oh, he's gonna. He's gonna love. He has no idea what's coming.
He's Minecraft all day. Or Fortnite,
my
or whatever.
My parents
whatever
are the best.
He is going to thrive this weekend.
Is he going to be like, what did I do to deserve this? I've been good.
He is going to bounce from our... So in our bedroom, we have a TV, but it's not hooked up to cable. The only thing it's connected to is Apple TV. Yep. And the only thing it ever gets turned on for is Barrett if he wants to play games on Apple TV.
Yeah.
So he will go from Apple TV to Kindle to old school Nintendo.
Is he still reading Harry Potter?
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's slow and steady.
It's
slow and steady. You know.
If he ever wants to, I'll come over and read it to him. I love to read out loud.
All right. That would be great. Come on over. We're
going to
be in the living room. Yeah, we're going to be in the living room.
A lot of different voices.
Watching Mindhunter.
Luna Lovegood's my favorite.
Itty bitty baby pop.
And Saturday Night Live. We need to catch up on the entire season this season of Saturday Night Live.
There was only a couple good ones, so.
That's Annie, big doings, man.
I know. We got a big weekend. How about you?
Tonight, Molinari's.
Obviously.
2 weeks in a row. Yeah. Shut it down, people. Shut it down. And then we're going to
I hope you have an endorsement deal with them, as much love as we give them.
Right?
Yeah, you should be getting free
Or she can just
parm,
enjoy it and support a nice local place.
There's nothing like good local Italian
Absolutely.
Food. There is nothing
and
better.
And they're going by the wayside, so I think it's wonderful.
And they're expanding because the restaurant is so small. There's a bar and then there's a couple tables, which I love. And they're expanding and I'm like, are you sure you want to do that? Because I don't want more people
well,
in here.
Well, at least it's not like a franchise coming to buy it up. So
No. And then tomorrow I'm going to go get myself some new running shoes.
No.
Maybe get myself a watch.
There we go.
Oh, then, you're getting serious about this.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like it's... I have to invest in it. You know what I mean? I've had the same running shoes for a while and I'm going to
be... No, it's important that you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
they're starting to hurt my hips because I'm running. So it's just... It's time to get a new pair.
And spend the extra money on the watch.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and go.
If exactly. You're gonna,
you have to.
It's
Don't
worth
buy
it
the
me.
Cheaper version.
No.
No chipper chicken.
No. I'm not messing around this time. I'm running 26.2 miles.
Right,
I'm getting the watch and the shoes.
All right.
And I'm heading to Capo Basement tomorrow night.
Oh, snap.
Oh, you're going
we're
out?
Dancing. Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I haven't done it in a while, so I'm going to break out the dancing shoes.
It's fall season.
It's fall
season.
Wow. Sounds like Annie's going to be the only one leaving her house.
Thought him. It's happening.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.